Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show for our what we call big impact experts, and that's you if you're a coach or a consultant or a healer or a practitioner or anyone in the space of doing transformational work. And along with that, not only is there that need to and desire to grow the business and be profitable, but when we ask you, the number one thing you say you want to do is make a big positive impact in the lives of others and in your communities and in the world. And so that's why we call you big impact experts. Now, so we bring you guests and expertise that are going to help you on that mission. And one of the things that comes up a lot is, look, I know I need to sell. I know I need to get clients. I know I need to serve in various ways, but I feel very strongly about doing this in a heart-centered way and as being as heart-centered as possible. And today's guest is masterful at that. And so I wanted to bring him on to share what he is doing within the work with his clients and in his community. And so I have John Abbott here with me today. John, welcome to the show.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Chuck. I'm just delighted to be here. And the subject is right down my alley. It's something I've been doing since 2006 as a promoter in the transformational space and in Australia and years later to Bali. And I've been in Bali for 15 years doing this work with clients as big as Tony Robbins and all the way down the rails and the reins of people playing at all different levels of this incredible journey of life that we all find ourselves in and find ourselves at different times and different places. And it's extraordinary. And being in the transformational space, you cannot expect to be a service provider without going through your own deep transformations. That's for sure. So I find myself going through my own depths of the soul and dark night of the soul.
That's certainly part of the journey, isn't it? And, look, I remember being in my early days of speaking from stage and all the things that we deal with there, and even being behind the curtain with some of the other speakers, that, sometimes who they were being on stage is not the same as who they were being behind the stage. And so it was all about, selling and keeping up appearances and looking a certain way. And I think a person can really only keep that up for so long, where I think at a soul level, we desire more. We desire more connection. I was having a conversation earlier today about selling from the stage, and it's like, I was taught to do it this way, and the typical, the bonus stacks and all of the offers, the way they're structured, and it's like, I was taught to do it that way, but there was something about it that didn't feel right? It just didn't feel connected. And I remember, in our initial, when we first met, just how grounded and heart-centered you actually are being. Right. And you may or may not feel like you're being like that all the time. And none of us really are. But that's something that stood out to me. So share with everybody a little bit about your journey. Where did you come from? And how did it come to be that you're working with transformational leaders in the way that you do?
Like everything, you don't choose this path. The path chooses you. So, in those moments of the darkest hour, otherwise known as the Mack truck moment, when you're laying down in traction in the hospital going, what the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. What do I need to see in this? Like, clearly whatever I'm doing, there's got to be something else going on that I need to ask a bigger question. That's where the journey starts. That's actually the initiation, I think, of this journey for maybe not even most of us, I think probably all of us, it's initiated there. That said, I've met some young, insanely, deeply spiritually connected human beings who just have had a wonderful pathway to this. But my generation and what I've had to go through have always gone through the dark night of the soul, all those those Mac type moments. So that started in, you know, my early years found meditation, 10 years of meditation. I found myself in another dark night of the soul, which then, I'm getting a little too much light in here, which then brought me to a moment of considering just leaving everything. And this was the GFC, the wonderful global financial crisis, which was my first death of the ego that I needed to go through. And as part of that, I realized that there was another version of myself, or a version of myself that was not being seen or heard or understood. And that took me on a journey to Bali in 2010, 2011. All part of that, the whole journey of that, came from having different transformational leaders around me who were kind of helping me through this, what I thought was my own personal death. It was the most excruciating time of, at that time of my life. My ego was going absolutely crazy. I had 7 businesses. I thought I was on a high of the highs. I was just the shit. And everything had come collapsing down for me to close up and let go of close on 100 staff and across all those businesses, all of the wealth, all of the stuff, to literally nothing. And in 2010, I remember standing inside of the airport in Perth about to board a plane to Bali, and all I had were my bags. And it was the most liberating fucking moment of my life to know that there was nothing that I owed anyone. I did not have to show up tomorrow to pay this account, this mortgage, this, whatever loan, this staff. It was all gone to nothing. And it was like the first time I'd felt real freedom in my chest. I realized that when you have nothing, at the same time, it's the moment you have everything. And everything was suddenly available. And headed to Bali to go live in a resort for the next 2.5 years with the speaker and the facilitator that I was supporting at that time. Through that journey, found ways of being able to do what I was doing in Australia at that time with one of the companies, which was promoting events and running large-scale 1,000-person events, to turn that all into something that I could do online. And inside of that came beautiful opportunities for me to tune into messages and to gifts that were made available to me. The giving model, which became what I've been running as my core offering to larger clients, as well as smaller clients, actually. I've given the model to so many people, which I'll happily share with you, because it's something that if you're looking to create impact and actually help more people and bridge those financial gaps, this is a wonderful model to do that. So, yeah, that was the beginning of all of this. Initiation process that finds me now 15 years later still in Bali doing things that I didn't believe was possible for me. But here we are. And when you step outside of the comfort zone of the possibility into the unknown, and you hold that vision of your future and you really own that and you feel that and you feel all of the feelings, the emotions of that are kind of holding you back, so much is possible. And it's not a path tread lightly. It's not a path taken by many, and that's why they say it's the path least walked. It's because it's a path for the brave. It's a path for people who are actually really truly willing to step way out of their comfort, way out of the comforts of what these boxes that we put around us that keep us safe, that give us this false sense of security. and we step into freedom and total potential and total choice of future.
Yeah, I felt every word of what you're saying. And for, you know, I've had well over 100 conversations with people from the transformational space. And most of us are here in this industry or this transformational industry because of a healing journey or some sort of turning point in our life where there may have been a dark moment or something difficult that we were navigating at the time, and healing and all of that. And then there comes a point where you feel so amazing that you can't help yourself but to want to help others who are on that journey. And so I love all of that. So as you were telling me the details of your story, none of it surprised me, just because that is where so many of us come from. And that's where I think the service really and the connection and the ability to have empathy and to connect with people, I think that's where it really comes from. So I love that. And thank you for sharing that with us. Tell us a little bit about the work you're doing now, because it's amazing the work that you're doing with transformational leaders. So that's where you came from. What are you doing with them now?
Well, I'll transition into how it came about that I'm doing what I'm doing, because I think that's always a way of understanding what become, you know, the universe is always giving us beautiful messages and always giving us these gifts. And if we don't grab them with both hands, you know, my partner and I talk about the 48 hour. If you get an idea or something that's calling you, you've got to take action in the next 48 hours. Whatever that action may be, like, it needs to be positive action towards moving that forward, or universe will just take it away and give it to someone else. And so we have that as part of our life design. But since 2006, I've been in this industry of promotion, and I kind of fell into that as well. I used to be a tech person. I used to have very big tech companies across South Africa and into Australia. When I became a promoter of this wonderful work of transformation, I was curious to see, how do we help more people to take that brave step forward? Because so many of us will hear somebody talk about something, you'll go do a workshop, or you'll do a free seminar or whatever it is, but there's so few of us that take that leap of faith and actually just go and take that next step. And that's because of all of the reasons why we don't, you know, all the fears, all of the doubts, all of the, am I worthy? All of the, do I have money? All of that. So I was constantly curious about what kind of conversations can I be having with these kinds of people? How can we give them a beautiful experience that allows them to take that step of faith and trust? So really thinking about, how do we build that? And the interesting thing happens, I'm promoting a brand new program. It's called Green Supercamp. It's with the guys from the US who created the Supercamp program, which is an amazing camp for kids, if you don't know about it, teenagers. It's an incredible leadership program. And we teamed up with the Green School in Bali, which is this insanely wonderful school, which has been voted the greenest school on earth multiple times in the last 10 years. And we teamed them up and we created this Green Supercamp. And we'd been marketing for this. And my aim for the first one was, let's just break even. Let's do our best to break even. And we'll find ways of doing that. And we were 2 weeks out from the program. The program runs in July in Bali. Bali in July is like the season of tourists. It is the peak season. So I'm 2 weeks out and I need 5 more people at basically 50% of the value of the program to come in to break even. And we're all sitting around the table, scratching our heads, going, what do we do? We've been marketing this for over 3 months. And, you know, we've done the super early bird, the buy one, get one freeze, all those types of tactics, as you do. And, you know, we had sold you know, 30-odd people already were coming. So that was amazing. And we'd given a bunch away as well in Bali. We'd gone to all the different schools in Bali, international schools, and we'd actually got some beautiful people coming along that we had helped to get there. And we're sitting there, and all of the marketing that we're now sending out was getting almost nothing back. There was like just crickets on the lines. Something just kind of dropped in. And I said to the team, let's just run a competition. Let's give one away. And let's see if, you know, if we were to give something like that, who's still listening? Who's actually interested? Maybe we can get their hand up. My team were like, I don't know how that that moves us towards breaking even. That moves us backwards. So I didn't have a lot of support from my team. But I said to them, you know what? If it doesn't work, I'll pay for this. It doesn't matter. Let's just do it. I'm going to just do it. So I went back to my computer. I wrote up this email. I built a quick form, which is a little application form. I did the worst mistakes in marketing. I wrote the whole email was basically the landing page in the email. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have time to build a page as well. I'm just going to quickly do a form, write the email, and I'm going to send it out and see what happens. I hit send to 457, I think it is, people. And why did I come to that 457? They were the people who had still been opening and clicking links on the emails in the last few emails I sent. They possibly still are thinking about this. So I sent it out. I gave people 12 hours to apply. I hit send at 6 p.m. at night, and I woke up the next morning to find 12 applications in my inbox. I was so freaking excited. I was like, yes, I've got 12 people to talk to. It's like, woohoo. I opened up the first application. I started reading it. And Chuck, within moments of reading this application, and I'm also really feeling it, I was starting to tear up. And I was like, wow, what just happened here? This woman is just pouring her heart out about her daughter who's being bullied at school, who's like locking herself up and who's like shutting down. And I'm just like, whoa, I can feel the need for this child to go through a rehabilitation, a new finding of herself. And it's like, wow, okay. I hope the next 11 are going to be this deep. One after the next, Jack, I was like, wow. These people are really like as parents show up for our kids, you know, if your kid's going in a direction that's not going to serve them, we're going to do everything in our power to help them back on track. And I got all of that back from these applications. And I realized later why the applications were so deep, and I'll tell you in a moment what that was. But anyway, I read all these. I chose that first applicant, and I gave her the first prize, which was the full scholarship worth $3,000 for the program. It's a 7-day program, live-in program in Bali. And then I shortlisted, well, actually, I didn't have to shortlist because every one of those next 11 were qualified for what I then put as a second prize, which was a 50% scholarship towards the program. And we got on calls and we phoned the first 7 people. And out of those 7 people, 5 people booked in and said, we're coming. And I closed off the little competition. I went, wow, that's amazing. Went back and had a look at the question that I'd written to kind of work out what had happened. And what I'd asked was, let us know how this program is going to impact the life of your child. And it was like, wow, okay, these people absolutely let me know. That became a process that I realized was an incredible way of, number one, helping people get out of their own way. When you come from a place of giving first and opening that door and being totally open to helping another human being to participate, to get access to your content, your trainings, your coaching, whatever it might be, you break down those barriers, a bunch of them, that stop them from even clicking the button to book a call, clicking the button to apply, clicking the button to buy. So we break that one down. And we can then now get people into a conversation. And that conversation then is, from everything that we do, is a heart-centered conversation from a place of service. How can I be in service to you in this moment? What is showing up for you? Can I stand in that fire with you? Can I witness you? Can I hear you? That's the questions that my team are asking themselves constantly in these conversations, which is to stand with somebody to see someone, to hear someone. In some cases, that could be the first time for a very long time that they've been seen, heard, and understood. And can we hold them to a greater version of themselves inside that conversation so that they can themselves take that leap of faith and move forward out of this zone of might be very uncomfortable, but it's a comfortable uncomfortable, to help them step into another version of themselves. That program, that methodology has become the giving model. The sales training has become the heart-centered sales training around that. And we've been doing that now since 2013, so well over 10 years. And we've given away millions of dollars in coaching programs and certification programs and retreats. We've given multiple, tens of millions of dollars away in scholarship funding that we've given as a result of shortlisting the best applicants. And we've been able to help people in parts of the world that you've never heard even existed, to people who are doing what I call Mother Teresa work, who are the most insanely on-purpose human beings on this planet, who you just want to help. You're like, whatever I can do to help you do more of that and do it better, let me give you the tools. And just most extraordinary human beings we've been able to support with the work that they've been doing. And if somebody here is listening to this and going, wow, I would love to be able to create more impact and use this kind of tool, I'm really happy to share this this technology with the world, because it's not mine to keep. I have an agency that runs it and has the salespeople and all that type of thing for campaigns, for people who want to do it in a very big way. But the tools themselves and how you do that is relatively simple, and anybody can do it. It has to start from a place of I'm committed to being able to help more people from a place of giving first, which means we've got to put ourselves into this place of abundance in our mind. Because the moment I say this to people who work from a place of scarcity, they go, oh, how am I going to make money, John? And I know straight away that this is not the right technology for them yet. It's a conversation about how do we see an abundant future through giving? Because as far as I've experienced in my life, the reciprocation in the giving is always far greater than what we give. Mm-hmm. It just is. And the more we give, the more we get back in return. It just happens, and it happens in the most beautiful ways. I remember one of our clients saying to me, John, out of all the people who've come through our retreats, this is actually one of my clients that I worked with for many, many, many years, Tata Tolman, and his partner said to me, the people who come through the giveaways and the scholarship programs are the most incredibly joyful and edifying human beings out there. They go and tell all the people around them about us and about the work, and like just the most extraordinary, almost like cult followers, you know. It's like, because we've been able to give them a hand up and actually help them achieve the health results that they're looking to achieve for themselves and for their family. And when we can do that from a place of giving first, it changes the way we invite people into our programs. I did a podcast with a guy who runs a sales podcast on how to pitch. And my one was termed how to pitch without pitching. And that's the giving model. When you change the need to have to sell somebody into your program into I'm going to give my program away, it changes everything. So imagine for a moment, you've been running your webinar, your seminar, whatever it is, and you've just given your heart into helping to share your message. And rather than, as you said earlier, here's the stack pitch, here it comes, everybody feels it. Uh-oh, he's about to pitch. I feel the energy change. The energy has to shift, because it's now going from a energy of giving to an energy of taking. I want you to buy my thing. Everyone feels it in the room. Like if you haven't sat in those rooms and gone, here it comes, then go and sit in the seminar room. It is so obvious when it's about to come, because the energy shifts in the room. When you keep in the energy of giving, And instead of going, hey, here's my thing, buy it, this is why you want to buy it, and this is how much it is, blah, blah, blah. Instead of saying that, you say, congratulations for showing up for yourself today. Just by you being here, I want to honor you for your time and your incredible commitment to yourself, to improving who you are as a human being. And for that, I want to give you a gift. I want to give you the gift of my entire life's work, whatever it is, my entire life coaching program, my certification program. It's worth $15,000. That's what I sell it for every other day. But I want to give it to somebody in this audience today. All you're going to do is put an application in, and I'm looking for a real understanding of why you'd love to take these tools out to the world and what impact you're wishing to make with these tools. Changes everything. Now we're in a whole different level of conversation with our audience. Did you feel that, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I did. Yeah. And as someone who's delivered the pitch numerous times, I know exactly what you're talking about, the energy shift, both as a presenter and as an audience member. I have experienced that multiple times on both sides. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And I love this, you know, to honor their commitment to themselves and showing up, I'm going to give you this gift. And so I can see how that opens up so that when they're filling out the application, now they're open to doing it. They have a whole different reason to do it, right? And so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And you can be fully transparent like my partner does. She goes, I'm doing this to put such a huge carrot in front of you that you get out of your own freaking way. Like, this is full transparency. Like, get out of your own way. Put a freaking application in, be part of this, and watch how the universe supports you when you make a bigger commitment to yourself. Mm. That's where, you know, that's what I love about the potential and opportunity of just bringing your full transparent self into a conversation. And the world is looking for authentic, transparent leaders. We all feel the fake stuff that's out there. We all know it. We see when the AI stuff is out there. And we're looking for a human connection with a real human being who's willing to speak absolute truth, whatever that is. Don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now. But you know, somebody is willing to show their soul, willing to actually give from a place of absolute full abundance of life and be able to serve more. And if we're actually up for creating a massive impact in the world, well, then all of the things that we've learned about doing business, about marketing, about selling, has to change, because those old systems weren't about creating massive impact in the world. Well, maybe they were, just a different type of impact, you know, positive, negative.
Yeah, so we go, absolutely. There is such thing as negative impact.
Sure. You know, when a bomb hits the ground, it's a negative impact. So like, what kind of positive impact are we creating? And then why are we doing it? And then how are we communicating that in a way that actually is aligned to that? I've been teaching this beautiful language of what I call goosebump marketing. You know, those moments when a message lands so beautifully with you that you just get goosebumps all over the body, or tooth bumps, as some people call them. Like, this message is true to me. The work that I've been doing for so many years is to do my best to find language and a communication that helps me to drop into that truth for myself and for what I'm feeling in the room or whoever my audience is. And that comes from a place of the opposite of manipulation, of trying to sell somebody to something, which is a totally different feeling inside the body when you feel that, which is like somebody's trying to push me into something. Someone's trying to manipulate. Like, we feel that energy too. Like, when you've been in these conversations for long enough, that all becomes very clear when the energy shifts. So our job always is obviously the journey of self first, finding who we are and coming back to who we are. These are the kinds of retreats that my partner Aliona runs, which is find ourselves, come back to who we are, actually discover again who we are in side of this game, this matrix that we find ourselves in, go back to the soul and to the spirit and to the connection to our own potential and godliness. So, you know, from that place, everything is available. So it's a journey. All of this is a journey. And as you said earlier, it's not about techniques and technologies and stuff like that. It's actually about how do we come back to who we are and who we're becoming.
I really love, you know, how you, first of all, how you discovered this and now how you're able to, you know, to do this in such an authentic way. And it's my sincere hope that the people listening in right now are going, okay, I hear it. And I'm not sure how I can do this for myself, but I'm intrigued and I want to learn. So before we run out of time, let's give everybody an opportunity to connect with you, John, because this is transformational work for people in the transformational industry. I mean, I have no other way to put it at this moment.
Yeah, totally. That's the only work I do. I don't work with any other kind of client. I am committed to this path only. I'm one of very few agencies in the world that are fully committed to the transformational industry. And I know pretty much all of the other ones. And there's more coming, which is fantastic. It's wonderful. Every now and then we start to see new people coming into the industry because they're waking up inside themselves. We're in the moment on the planet, which is the most extraordinary shift of consciousness that I think we've had for many hundreds of years. We find ourselves in this time, which is so extraordinary to have the privilege that we get to sit and have these conversations, which if you even go back 20 years, there weren't many conversations around impact in entrepreneurship. There wasn't a language around that. Now it's common language. And maybe that's just the bubble I live in, but it's certainly common language that I'm finding. And you know, entrepreneurs and corporations are now authentically looking at how they create greater impact. And it's wonderful. I can now have conversations with such a greater audience. But I stay in the transformational space. That's my gig. That's my direction. A few things. There's many different ways to work with us. Our agency services are only, unfortunately, in this moment, for the upper echelon of the market, because we have a very large sales team and it's an organization. You know, it's global and everything else. But we have decided this year, and this organization, Centered, by the way, is only a few months old. It's a whole rebirth and redesign of our entire technology that we did over the last 12 months and relaunched it a few months ago. And part of that was for me to get out of the way of being an owner or the bottleneck, I call it, for sure. Get out of the way and allow all the people and leaders around me to drive their areas forward and take ownership of those things that they were passionate about and that they are passionate about. And as a result, we have eight different areas of our organization now versus the one that I had before, which was all about me and all around me. And one of those is our heart-centered sales training, which is about to launch in the next month or so. My team, I'm not involved in any of it. My team has created the whole program. These are team who've been with me for 12 years and, you know, sales, been through the sales process and trained through myself and people who have been coming through the networks and through the doors with me and worked with me and now are sales managers and sales trainers and for us. And well, a heart centered sales training, I'm so excited about that. This is technology that shifts the conversation to a human to human, heart led, heartfelt conversation. It changes our mindset. And so many of us have had such challenging conversations and been sold to by, you know, the common car salesman style. So our aim is to change that. So heart-centered sales training is launching. We at the same time have just launched in partnership with an incredible technology company, our Quantum Lead Gen AI technology, which is my take because I've been in tech for so long, I've not been able to find a better lead generation tool on the planet. This people who are, again, in transformation, specifically coaches who are looking for B2B style connection. So executive coaches, business coaches, and that type of thing. Those are my primary audience, to help them create more clients for themselves in a much more effective and more targeted way without running ads and all those types of things. And it's an extraordinary tool. Like I'd love to give a demonstration of it, but I think the easiest way is to give access to our 20 free lead. It's a funnel for you, but you go into that, you opt in, you're going to have a chat to one of our team, and again, inside of the chat to the team's going to get the whole bunch of information from you. We're going to load it into the system, and we're going to go find you 20 of the number one kind of leads that you are looking to have. And then we'll give that to you, and you can go and actually have those conversations. And if that works for you, then you can go and actually start using the system. So I'd love to make that available as well. And then, of course, the third part of it is, if you're somebody who would love to join an incredible team who are serving Tony Robbins, Human Garage, Peter Sage, Brandon Bays. Like, we have so many wonderful leaders that we look after. Juanpa Barahona, Dr. Espen. Come to our website, centre.be, and put an application in. We are growing our sales agency 10 times multiplier this year, and we're looking for some good humans to join us.
Amazing. Well, if you are excited by what John just shared with you, look beneath this video, because I've got all of his links right there to make it very easy for you. If you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone and the player that you're on, and all of John's links are there as well. John, I want to thank you so much, and I know we've just scratched the surface. I think we could do a full day workshop on all of this. I'll definitely have you back again, and maybe even come speak in some of our events and share more about this amazing work that you're doing. So thank you for that. So as we sign off, any final words of advice or words of wisdom for our audience?
I'd love to encourage anyone who's watching this to sit for a moment and put a nice big blank piece of paper in front of you, and decide to look at a future that does not have any relationship to your past. Draw something out that would be so inspiring for you, that would be so purposeful, something that would just light you up every day. Draw something out of what you'd love to do from a place of total abundance. You have all the money you need. You have taken care of everything else. I call this your magic wand moment. You could just whip that magic wand and actually create that future. Draw it out on a blank piece of paper. It may include some of the things you're doing. It may include a lot of what you're doing. It may include none of it. Sit with that, and within 48 hours, take action towards it. That is the best advice I can give anyone. This is what shifts our experience of life from this place of absolute purpose and passion and drive and commitment to being the best version of self, being that. Being the change we wish to see in the world, creating the impact that's truly driving through us, that wants us to show up that way.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that. And I want this time to really be meaningful and impactful for those of you listening in. Take John up on the suggestion. Go and do this exercise right now and take action, because when you take action, the next steps are revealed to you instantly. So many of us are always looking for the entire path. We want to see the destination before we even start. It's not how it works. Take a step towards it. The next step will be revealed to you, and take out that blank sheet of paper and write that down. Take action on that immediately. John, thank you. And to our audience, thank you. And I want to remind everybody that this journey that you're on to make a big positive impact is possible. And you might just be one collaboration away from the big breakthroughs you need to make that bigger impact. And perhaps connecting with John is exactly what you needed today. And so go take action on that. Remember that your mission is worth it. You are worth it. The gifts that you bring to the world, we all need. So never, ever give up. Keep moving forward. And we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, Our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.